Hello, ladies and gentlemen. It's us. It's Law Crimes. Yay! How's it going, everybody?
Well, not too bad. Andy is buzzed.
Everybody. Me and my lady have been out to the pub for a couple of beverages, so calm down. I'm okay.
What can I say, though? Today, I think Colin, you might want to take it away, because Colin is headmaster? No,
yep.
Quizmaster.
Yes, I'm starting a boarding school for, I don't know, mutants or something, or whatever Charles Xavier
10
did.
10 points to Gryffindor!
Can I have a confession before we start, though?
Oh, this is good. Yeah, fire
it's
away.
It's not that bad, it's just slightly embarrassing for you. If everyone knows the channel That Dutch Guy, or Alex, he's, you know, very, you know, big Warhammer creator who's also
gaming storyteller.
Gaming wow. Storyteller is his like main channel.
What a name drop.
Good guy, amazing guy. I accidentally on a call with him the other day said bye, I love you.
Yes.
Oh dude, I've
no,
got
you didn't. You didn't say that accidentally, you meant it.
No,
you wanted, you mean, you wanted to be there in the room with him and you wanted to give him a kiss on the cheeks.
I've got two.
That was a flub. That was a massive I panicked and I was like, oh.
You tell us I love you every time we finish a Law Crime stream. Don't lie. You go, love you. And you do a kiss noise. It's amazing.
I've got two related quick stories. One is shout out to Dutch, because every time we speak, I give him a new horror as to how I make videos. He was not pleased learning I record directly into Sony Vegas.
And yeah, also, that is crazy.
And also, if I do make a thumbnail, it's made in Sony Vegas.
Also, the fact that if you use something like vidIQ, you look at Colin's videos and it's like, there ain't no tags on these. You don't give a fuck about SEO. I'm like, how does he do it?
I've got a little bit better with tags, a little bit. the other story is, hell, I had the worst moment of that exact kind of thing. It was the first time, like, I don't know, like, whenever, you know, you turn old enough and the doctor's like, all right, I gotta check for, you know, ball cancer or whatever, right? Mm. You know, turn your head and cough. So I did that, and then completely just brain autopilot. I said thank you after I pulled my
breath.
And then I immediately was like, hey, can you just kind of give me the lethal injection?
Oh man.
At least you didn't call the nurse mum or something like
no,
that.
No, I did not do that, but I did thank my doctor for fondling my nuts.
Cough. Thank you. Wow.
Splendid story.
Truly is a pro moment. What are we here for, Colin? I forgot distracted.
Rogue Trader quiz. But not just, okay. You know, not Rogue Trader's the thing. Rogue Trader, first edition Warhammer, when, you know, when GW was young and a whole lot of things were still forming, a better time. Well, you know, if you're a boomer.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's a lot of cool stuff in Rogue Trader. You gotta appreciate it, even if it's vastly different from what we have now.
All before we were born, so.
Indeed.
40 years, isn't it? So I've definitely,
it was like 87 it first came out?
Is that one of the questions?
No, one of the questions is not when Rogue Trader first came out. That one, that is not a question. You know, spoiler alert right now.
We're saved.
Just older than Warhammer 40k. I got away with it, folks. Calm down.
Christ. I guess so, yeah. But we're going back in time, though. Should we ask each other's... My confidence level is not shining on this one, I won't lie.
All right.
I remember I've watched some Arbiter Ian videos like a while ago about it, but...
All right, so how about I'll like... One of the easy questions is if you get it wrong, I think you just need to revoke your Warhammer license. You just got
it. Okay, now you got me worried.
And another one is a true or false. So you got a 50-50 shot.
Nice.
Okay. I like that.
So, yeah. And nice. But, you know, Hal's not feeling too confident. Andy, how are you feeling? You had some.
He's feeling good right now.
I'm feeling quiz. Great, but it's completely unrelated to this quiz.
And Eli?
I'm here.
All right.
Hope I beat Hal.
Amazing. It's all on you, Eli, because I'm not going to help. I'm sorry. I don't want to. I'm just useless. Sorry.
Just between the boys, do you think we would do better on a Twilight quiz or this quiz?
Twilight, easily. Oh, my God.
I've never seen any of Twilight, and I will never change that.
Bro's missing out on peak.
No, he's I'm missing out on dog water.
Some scenes are, yeah.
I don't care. I'm not reading the 50 Shades of Grey fan fiction. Or was it?
Read it. Don't worry.
Or is it the other way around?
It's no, fan fiction. It's yeah, Mormon fan yeah, fiction. 50 Shades of Grey is.
Yeah.
No, wait.
Twilight's the original.
Twilight's Mormon.
Well, Twilight's fan fiction of something yeah. else. I just don't remember what it is. Or it started as that.
It's fan fiction of the lady who wrote it. She is her own self inserted OC, basically.
Yeah.
Christ. Warhammer, guys. We're here for Warhammer.
I'm angry over being stuck in an eighth grade classroom of mostly girls who were talking about Twilight once. This is miserable core memory, truly.
Trauma bond.
With resounding votes of confidence from everyone here, are we ready to get into it?
Yeah,
we're here.
All right. Well, then we're gonna start easy. I'll get the hard one for the easy section out of the way first. Back in the old days of Rogue Trader, we knew all of the Space Marine First Founding Legions. What are the two that are no longer First Founding ones? Ooh. This is you can get 2 points for this, one for each.
I think I know one of them.
I'm sure like you all know at least one. Andy, I would like to reiterate there are two.
I know, but I don't know what the other one is.
All right, fair enough.
I'll match one in, why not?
All right, remember chat, you can play along. Just you know, it's the other two that can't mention.
Is it weird?
Yes.
Is there more to that, or just what do you
like,
mean?
I thought you were going to be generic,
like naming chapter. Because I'm thinking weird.
What? All right. How about a slight hint? One of them definitely has a funny name. One of them is. It just sounds like a. It sure is a 40K name.
I feel like I remember this. I think
I got one. I know the other one. There's no chance.
All right, I'm locked in on this though. I kind of feel like I'm confident on this one, and it's going to go downhill from here.
All right. Okay. I've got the answers Collins. From everyone.
Wait, if people were listening
in full force,
I said people listening right, okay, in the chat. Okay. How like in terms of like, because I know some people might be younger than us. What edition came out when you were born? Just so we have a reference of like how much younger the audience is.
Yeah. Okay. But next question for now. This is a true or false one, and let me know if you need me to clarify what I mean, because I couldn't exactly figure out how to write it. True or false, by the time the Horus Heresy was first mentioned, those two legions from the first question had already been retconned to not be First Founding Legions anymore. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Say again?
So when these two legions were decided to not be First Founding anymore by GW, the Horus Heresy had already been mentioned.
So it's either the Horus Heresy was mentioned before.
So how about basically, were these two legions part of the Horus Heresy, true or false?
That'd be crazy.
It's a true or false. You literally can blind.
I know I already answered, then you changed the question.
Also, bear in mind, with what Hal said, I was born in fourth edition, apparently. Oh. I've been going a while, but I was there. Barely.
Can't need to work out. Mine must have been fifth then, or God forbid it was sick.
I find it very comforting that when I send messages to Colin via Discord, directly above my answers is a gif of Coach from Left 4 Dead 2 doing like a crab dance.
Because Andy and his lady friend have horrible opinions about who the best Left 4 Dead 2 character to be is. It is Coach.
It's Nicholas.
You don't know, it's Coach. It's my man, Coach.
Nicholas.
I'm just looking at incorrect. An absolute bucket of lore.
Right.
I said
now
Colin.
Again. I want to, yeah, dude, I still appreciate that. I still need to get writing on that.
That
video.
Was ridiculous.
Angry homunculus. Right. I wasn't there when Horus threw the Emperor, but I was there when Hal sharted, not sharted, he farted on his roommate's door.
How was that when Hal sharted?
I made a slip. I made a Freudian slip.
Have not done that yet, but who knows?
I thought for a second, ago. I haven't done that in a while. Ooh. Oh, no.
Not since last week.
I want to reiterate the question. What the hell is this? Never mind. I got to ignore the Discord. That's
is Eli sending?
I'm going to say the question one more time just to make sure we're on the same page. You know, I found the best way to put it. True or false, those two now retconned legions were part of the Horus Heresy. True or false?
Yeah.
So just going to make sure everyone's on the same page. True is they were part of the heresy. False is they were not part of the heresy. Does anyone want to change?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
True, part of the heresy. False, not part of the heresy.
Were the ball scrunchers part of the Istvan Dropsite Massacre?
Yeah, basically.
They're like, brother, right. No.
This is crazy if I think it is.
Okay, and so there we go. And the last question of the easy section. What chapter is on the cover of the first edition Warhammer book? Rogue Trader. See, this one, come on.
So this is the one we got wrong. We'd take back our lore card.
Yeah, this is the one I'm going to be a little upsetty spaghetti if there's a wrong answer.
Lore cards are also known to repel all the women within a 30-meter radius.
One of you is married. Two of you are seeing someone. I just don't talk to people.
It's a debuff. Let's just say that.
You can make up for it. She let me hit because I'm goofy. Is that even the worst thing I've said on a podcast this week?
No.
But is everyone's locked in? Everyone's ready for the answers?
Locked in.
Yeah.
All right. So, first question. What were the other two first founding legions? That have now been retconned to not be. Eli is the only one to get 1 point.
What?
It was the Rainbow Warriors. That was one of them. The other was the Valedictors.
Yeah, I had no idea.
So I am afraid 1 point to Eli and 0 to anyone else.
Fair enough.
Shit.
Damn.
That being said, I must apologize, Eli, because Hal is now getting a point.
It's over.
Because the it's answer over. Is true. Those two other legions were part of the heresy when it was first mentioned. The Valedictors, at least, were specifically mentioned as fighting in the Horus Heresy.
Damn. I thought it was the first one. I thought it was like they're no longer first founding legions.
At the time, they were. Like during Rogue Trader, those were the other two ones that have now been retconned to be unknown founding.
They don't exist. Shout out to Rainbow Warriors as the Aztecs looking MFs. Mm-hmm. That's pretty sexy. Those piece.
How did I miss that?
I wouldn't. I wasn't guessing.
Rarest Pepe, I saw you. I saw you put the right guess. You that's a dub for you. But yeah, so far it's 1 point for Hal, 1 point for Eli. And I'm happy to say all of you got the final point. The Crimson Fists were the first chapter on the Rogue Trader rule.
We're still in it.
The current tallies are 2 for Andy and two for Eli and Hal, and 1 for Andy.
I was gonna say I didn't get 2 points. I didn't get
easy section wasn't too bad. I knew you were at least getting one.
We do or something. We offered it like 9 points or something, just so Andy could overtake.
I got tripped up though because I knew the mentors were in like early Warhammer and then my favorites, so I'm like, I gotta do it, they're my boys, and I was wrong.
I got tripped up because from what I remember I was like, oh, they're no longer first founding legions. I was like, Crimson Fists are in it and they're no longer a first founding legion, so I was like, the record must have happened later for Crimson Fists, I assume.
I did Mentors and Crimson Fist because I knew they were on the cover. Got tripped up.
Yeah,
It was the Valedictors and Rainbow Warriors.
So even in second edition,
shit about the Valedictors. Let's be honest. Does anyone have a Valedictors army? Let's be honest.
I'm sure someone. Hang on a minute.
If there's Genesis chapter army, there must be surely.
There is one guy who's posted,
there's one dude
who's posted one mini of a librarian with the Valedictor's scheme and iconography. Well, so at least one guy has one mini of them.
One guy has a hyperfixation, but not to the point of making an army. Just one dude, and he's like, oh, "This sucks."
I will say, look, I'm sending the mini in the Discord right now. This is a pretty well painted mini. Let's give the man credit. You know,
Do we know who it is? Oh, that is good. Yeah, that is very good.
So you know what? Shout out to you, one person who has a Valedictor mini. You are carrying on that torch. But with that, how's everyone feeling for the medium round?
We're good. Press. Should we read some donations before we go?
No, we probably should.
Okay. Wow. Let's begin with Chaotic Newum with 5 New Zealands. Heck yeah, catching a stream. Interesting to see one first edition was, which feels like a shitpost. Also drawing Magnus like one of them French girls. Thank you very much, Chaotic.
Very good.
I look forward to your next pregnant Colin drawing.
Indeed. There seems to be many of those. Donkey Man USA with the Fiverr. Stream late due to hell jorking it with Ilian Nastase. Saying that guy's name.
Who is that?
Yep. That was a
Eldar human, I think.
He was a half Eldar, half human who was part of the Ultramarines. Yeah.
He got retconned as like the prisoner of Malkador, who's like, end me. He's like, no. Was that I'll revive you?
He got like retconned into that and something else because someone with I think it's an Eldar Farseer with an identical name travels with Gilliman sometimes.
Also, this reminds me of I sent Hal a meme earlier where it's like someone aggressively petting a cat and it's just jorking the peener. But this is the regular law crimes chat, and he sent an upset emoji face. Another one for Donkey Man, though.
Well, thank you. Having survived my drunk antics of last stream, I came out of it with a new library card, a new hat, and food from the Dairy Queen I used to work at. Wow. Sounds like amazing.
That was an adventure. Solid.
Yeah.
Matt's writing his own lore.
James with the 10 pounds.
Thank you.
Enjoying your group's content a lot. Thank you. What is your go-to tabletop army? And happy birthday, Colin. Would ask what is your birthday wish, but I already know it's drowning between mummy Marathis. Moist, I'm assuming it was supposed to be moist thighs.
Wow.
I know what I'm about.
He doesn't apologize for who he is.
Necrons. They're not set up because they're at a friend's house right now, but there's some of them back there.
Mm-hmm. Both armies. 1,000 sons for me.
Oh my gosh, how do I even do this?
Knights. Less minis. Yeah, less minis. Less paint.
And he's trolling. Yeah.
Let me shout out to the Skaven.
Wait, guys, let me go grab my miniatures.
No. You lose. Quiz over.
Pangra's as silly as clown.
Boy, this is a
Goon full stream of... Wait, what? Goon full stream of too late the hell to Eldar the. I thought my dyslexia was going overdrive then.
Godzilla had it. Where is Godzilla? Is he okay?
Unbelievable name, once again.
Eli's most excessively hung Bretonian stable boy. Shout out the Diddy King, also Eli's top goon here. Thank you for the 27 SEK.
It's more unsettling with the profile picture as well.
Because you know you don't look like that.
Closing straw 97 now with a fiver. Opinion on the blunderbuss weapon lore revealing that Conrad Kurz probably got sent to planet Birmingham.
What?
Dude, those are definitely words you sent us. That's
appreciate that though. Thank you, man.
I don't know.
Thank you for the dono.
He's saying like Nostromo is as bad as Birmingham, or Birmingham is as bad as Nostromo because it's not quite that bad. Close.
Birmingham is where the Harbingers are from, I believe, if I remember correctly.
The Moonlight Shadow 13 DPD. DPB? Yep. $5. Yep. Hello all. First message since I started watching since the Skaven Beginner Expert was released. Damn, that's awesome. A while ago.
Thank you.
God,
we love
also,
you.
Also, Colen, I blame you for my new Sons of Bayomet.
Dude, I'm glad. You know, I'm happy when people say that I got them into an army. That makes me feel
cool.
I did something actually productive.
Change the world.
Eli's most excessively hung Bretonian stable boy. Thank you for the 65 SEK. I'm fascinated to see what a 19th century anthropologist would say looking at you guys. Okay. Maybe I'll do my own study and see what I can find next episode.
Wow. Was that an insult, or
I don't even know. But main event Virgil with the €5. Colin, do you not talk to people, or do people not want to talk to a man whose facial hair makes Radagast the Brown look so groomed?
Wow.
First of all, eat shit, I do talk to people. It was a joke. It was a silly. Second of all, that's kind of a pretty good insult, I'm not going to lie.
But also, let's not beat around the bush. You're just jealous. That's a good beard.
True.
There are people who are very jelly of that beard, me included, and I can grow a beard, but still. Tiberos, the colorblind wake for 5-something. Can't stay for the pod, but we're good company bonuses right now. So here's your share. The rest is going to lobby for higher insulin prices.
Thank you for the first 60% of that message. I hope you burn for the second half.
Thank you. I'm glad you're getting a bonus.
Also,
death to lobbyists.
Oh no,
Medlock.
Thank you.
Member for 11 months.
The pitch is amazing.
It's great. So is the fact that the name is just my name backwards.
Yep.
I have 2K of custodies. Long live the Gilded Groin. Oh, yeah. When you phrase it like that, I can't help but respect it. Every time they donate, I'd like. Scarsnick's top guy, formerly known as Thanos. Thanks for the 20 and okay. Need to pee real quick. Can you guys pause till I'm back?
Sure. We're kind of doing that now, man. Appreciate that.
Well, that's a PFP.
My God, I love that. I love that.
With the Fiverr. Dude, I gotta find that. No, I don't got it. Never mind. We'll move on. it's a horrible, it's a caption of that scene turned into a GIF, and it's absolutely horrid. due to points at the news, it's been a very scary and stressful time. Thanks for being one source of joy and never judging us Alphabet Mafia folk. That's a funny way to word it, but no worries.
That's a cool name. Would you like to join the gang?
Pyre with the Fiverr. Found Colin through ravenous hunger for Nighthaunt content. Found you all through him. Consistently happy about the series of events.
We should do Nighthaunt. We need to do a Nighthaunt thing.
Ghosts.
Spooky ghosts for Halloween, maybe.
Have you been bothering other people for this?
Wore a green hat 9 months.
Yeah, that's the
2 euros.
The second wind guy.
Lick main bird.
Yep.
Are you just bothering random creators on like?
You're a hero. That's what you are.
Who's next?
You're the goat.
God bless.
Lots of kill main burn. Was it lick main burn? Wow, amazing.
Main event
Virgil. Thank you for the 5. I'm not jealous of that beard. I assure you. If I had that, my brown ass would get stopped for every single random security check. Thank you. That's funny.
Okay.
That airport's
the last one for now.
People.
And
Knick-knack. Go ahead.
Knick-knack 3587 with the Fiverr. Reverse from last time. 1 dislike from each of your favorite armies. No BS like they're perfect. Everyone else is wrong. Eli.
Everyone else is wrong.
Lore, rules, etc. I'm an Eldar fan. Go read a book where the Eldar show up. And
all right, I know I said that was the last one, but we need to bring this one to the fore. Yes, I did make Yahtzee wore a green hat. Fantastic.
Wow. That's great. I mean, dislike of my actual army lore, the fact that Magnus is inconsistent a lot of the time.
Just like how?
Thanks. He doesn't deserve his legion. They're too good for him.
Mm-hmm.
He is honestly the worst part of it, surprisingly, for me.
Necrons, I dislike that half of the characters are no longer in the game.
And also,
Necron characters can be a little bit inconsistent depending on the author. Sometimes they're a little bit too silly.
What was the first half of that?
Something you dislike about your favorite?
No, I didn't hear Eli's first too long. What did you?
One of the things I disliked was that half of the characters aren't in the game anymore.
No, that is absolutely a valid cop-out that GW keeps taking away your army. Shout out to Dark Eldar players, incidentally.
Yeah, it's over. It's literally over. Kalmar has fallen. Billions must join the craft wars.
They take half your army and then take out the best combat patrol in the entire game.
And they take more of the army. They took more of the army away. Oh my gosh, man.
All I can say about my favorite faction, the Space Marines, is that in light of the recent releases, there still aren't enough captains of the Space Marine armies. Yes, you gave us a jump pack. We kind of need more. Can we have 5 more before the end of the year, please? Otherwise, it's not fun.
Waiter, another more, please.
Ultramarine players are good, always. Lucky guys.
Mm-hmm. All right, they got more captains than actual captains in the lore. It's ridiculous. Like, who's this guy? He doesn't exist.
Get to the next round, then, shall we?
Indeed. Let's go to medium. The first question again, 2 for Eli and Hal, 1 point for Andy. The first question of the medium round: what occupation are you most likely to see an Eldar in this edition? Like, let's say you're a human. What job is an Eldar you see most likely to have? And how are Eldar perceived by the Imperium?
Is it a 40K specific job title?
No, it's not like, you know, Adeptus Eldarius or some shit like that. It's like, this is it's a job. And if, you know, you'd like a further hint, is a war game setting. It's going to be a murdery job. All right, I've got my own. There's Andy's.
God. And what was the second part of the question? Sorry.
And how does the Imperium, what is their attitude towards the Eldar?
Oh, hold on. I need to adjust. There we go.
Bloody can't spell. Seriously, if someone had a gun to my head, I literally could not spell.
Okay. Thank you, Eli, for...
You're welcome.
I'm glad you answered and then threw that in, just as a little surprise bonus.
Hal, what if the person who put the gun to your head said, like, spell a word, and you just said, stop, or... help or no?
I just can't spell, man. I have obviously issue with spelling, so, you
know. I can't spell. Man makes multi-hour long videos which require scripts. I don't guys.
People should not see my scripts. It is a cluster of red.
Hal has now sent me a second. Mr. President, there's been a second round of nonsense. This is the third round of nonsense that struck the Pentagon. Andy's answer is already just off the rails. We're going to go to question 2 now.
Okay.
I will also say that first one is a 2-point question, as is this one.
Oh, no.
What does the Eye of Terror occasionally do, and how does the Imperium respond? So the Eye of Terror, at least in this edition, sometimes does something. What is the Imperium's response when it does this thing? Thank you, Andy. This is...
I know I've lost some. I'm just going to be grotesque and rude and naughty.
Boys out of beer.
All right.
Nothing clever.
Huge for the program.
I'm not proud of my answer.
Doubly huge for the program. Andy's the only one I can perceive giving a point.
What?
I know.
Wow. I'm as surprised as you are.
Moving on to the third question of the medium round.
He's not proud.
Okay.
What is Leman Russ in this edition? Because Leman Russ does exist in Rogue Trader. What is he?
Yeah.
Thanks, Andy.
That's not my real answer. I just want to make you chuckle. What are we going to say? We're going to say...
Oh, man.
I'm going to add quotation marks in that. Hold on. Because that could be misconstrued.
Delete that. Get that off my screen right now, Eli.
I'm not filled with confidence. Dark Souls 2 is not peak.
All my answers are, yeah, it is Donkey Man. You and me. Yeah, yeah. And Garhack World Chopper. Hell yeah. I've got my allies are here.
If anyone asks me to
Kaiju 2, let's go.
If anyone asked me to play a Dark Souls game start to finish in one sitting, it would Dark Souls 2 is the lowest on my list.
3 is worse. Yeah, 2 is better than 3.
Nah, that's just
invalid. I replayed them all in quick succession. I was like, I don't remember 3 being this mid. It was like, for me, Halo 4 the Dark Souls series.
I'm a Dark Souls 3 fan. Guys, look, it's Andre. He's back. Guys, look, Gwendolyn, am I allowed to come now?
Hey, it's me, Sigvald of Katarina. Not to be confused with Sigvard.
What's the final boss of Dark Souls 2?
Oh, the Aldia. Or Nishandra, depending on if you have the DLC or not.
Yeah.
You think you're going to catch me lacking? Think you're going to catch me lacking?
You're not going to catch Colin with his pants down, his Dark Souls 2 drawers.
I just hate I don't hate the lore part of it. It's always just been the combat system of like, it's so delayed.
Just
like,
level adaptability by 5 levels, you'll be okay.
But drinking an Estus flask apparently, like, someone graduates on the other side of the world, it takes that long.
But the thing is, Hal, Dark Souls 2 is the easiest of the bunch because you got the gems, which can split. You can get a bajillion of them, so it's easy.
Get good is what Andy's saying.
Yeah, get good. It's easy.
I've got all the achievements in all 3 games. Come at me.
Stop peeling the boss's face while you're underneath your scrotum and maybe it'll go better for you.
Could you name all the bosses?
Oh my god.
Name all the bosses in any of the Souls games? No.
I think I could do some, man. I don't know.
Anyways, it's time to see how many points you're all getting. And boy, is this a
doozy.
What's this a round? So for the first question, what job is an Eldar most likely to have in a Rogue Trader, and how does the Imperium view them?
Zero for me.
Hal and Eli get 1 point. For mercenary bounty hunter is what Eli said, and Hal said mercenary assassin. Both of those are, you know, good enough. That's all I wanted. Something along the veins of mercenary, and that's what it was in Rogue Trader. If you saw an Eldar as a non-Eldar, you probably saw a mercenary. I also would have accepted pirate.
Of course.
What did I put?
You put tramp.
Else did I put?
And then as for how does the Imperium view them, Andy put free foot jobs. As for...
Which way around?
Who knows?
Overall.
As for how the Imperium views them, no one got the answer right. Hal put jealous, and Eli put scared of them. The answer is, by and large, they're just tolerated. No one, according to Rogue Edition rulebook, whenever they show up, they're, you know, the Imperium's like, ooh, what's going on here? This is interesting, but no one seems to really care one way or another.
That's so what no I said.
No one's jealous of
I deserve
the
a point.
Fast-moving Eldar assassin.
So there's 1 point for Hal and Eli. Moving on.
Oh, no.
Oh, I should also mention that Hal also messaged me Shite Nugget, and Eli messaged me Pregnant Goku.
I was feeling emotional.
I'm sure you were. I'm also feeling emotional. The next question, what does the Eye of Terror occasionally do, and how does the Imperium respond? No one got that first one right, and Andy is, I'm giving him a point because it's more right than anything else. What it does is it occasionally blinks.
What did I say?
Recedes. We'll get to what you said because no one got the first one right. You goblin.
Oh no.
So instead of, no one put it, you know, it recedes, it blinks as it says in the, you know, fancy speak. Hal said honks out a brown snake. Eli said spits out demons. No. And Andy said discharge.
Look, that's all I'm saying, it's an unpleasant word, but it is accurate.
No, it's not accurate. It does commensurate with what discharge. It does. It goes away for a bit.
No, it doesn't honk.
No, I mean, like, no, it doesn't honk, come honk. Out of it.
You're honking right now, you fucking clown.
Jesus
Christ. That's going in the beginning. Wow, there we go.
You got to remember to censor it. It's going in the beginning. Yeah, although YouTube said they're pulling back on the frame one swear demonetizes you, so who knows? None of you get the first point. You're all out. As for the second one,
okay, Mom.
Hal, you're also out. Imperium just works on increasing hairline gap. That is not what the Imperium does. Eli, I'll give you half a point for the Imperium kills them.
Huge.
And Andy said mop up, which is close enough to what they actually do, which is when the Eye of Terror recedes, the Imperium descends on those worlds to dispatch quote-unquote brutal justice.
That is
where that passage describing it is where you can find that picture I love so much, which is two Space Marines performing a shakedown on some dude who's pressed up against a wall.
It's a classic.
I adore that image. What?
Can I mention a cool thing?
Yes.
We all know about how the Imperium made the 20 chapters known as the Judged Chapters to like look after the Eye of Terror. Well, to invade the Eye of Terror because they were like, you're all mutated and stuff. Go in there and do a penitent crusade. I love how when I was doing my chapters stuff, the Vorpal Swords were the only ones who came back. And the Saint Basilius, who sent them there, how they dealt with this, losing 20 chapters of Space Marines to chaos or death, was they went, all right, mate, we're going to execute you, gather all of your followers, and shoot you into the nearest sun. That's cool.
The Abyssal Crusade. I like that.
Love it. Abyssal Crusade. It's fun. Say, like, oh, you messed up. Yoink. Into the sun.
Peak.
It's fun.
Colin's just disappointed from our previous answers.
I'm just here, man. So with that, and the final question, what was Lehman Russ in this edition? Hal said an actual dog or just a tank.
Zero.
Eli said Lehman Russ is an inquisitor and then sent me a picture of Edward and the werewolf guy pregnant.
Jason.
And then
moving on.
And then Andy just said a generic Space Marine. So you know what? I'm gonna give Andy another half point. Wow. Lehman Russ was just a Space Marine commander.
He was just the guy. That's what I meant. He's got a mini and everything. He's got a chainsaw.
You just said a guy. You didn't give me anything beyond that. You get half a point. That's already tying you up with the other guys.
But like, all I'm saying is we just got a Space Marine captain with jump pack. He's not a named character. He's just some guy. Doesn't matter about his rank. He's just a guy. That's what I meant. You know what I meant. He's just like a Space Marine.
Wow.
He's just a Space Marine. He's not a Primarch. He's not special. I'd have a point. Come on, I'm not gonna get more.
Unmoved.
You get losing.
Half a point. That ties you up because they each only got 1 point this round.
I got half a point extra this round.
Pardon me, Eli got one and a half points.
Yeah, I'm keeping notes. He's ahead by a point.
Andy can actually win this though. So no, he's locked in again.
Eli and chat, if I'm doing my math wrong, feel free to correct me. But to my knowledge, Eli and Andy, I'm having a stroke.
I have two.
Hal
and,
Andy are at three.
No, I have two and a half. Hal has three, I have two and a half, and Eli has three and a half.
Andy is much better at keeping track of this than I am.
Drunk Andy.
I'm writing it down.
That's probably why.
That's why I wanted an extra half point so I could match with Hal, because I don't want him to win.
Okay, so we got 2.5 for Andy, 3 for Hal, 3.5 for Eli.
Pretty big.
And pretty big. I think I'm going to go postal during the hard mode of this. Because I'm already looking at it, and I one of these is just well out. I shouldn't even bother. And I should have just said you all get it wrong.
You should have just said, I'm disappointed in you all. Don't even try.
Should we get to some the donos before we go to the next round then?
We should.
Thank you very much, everyone. Mm-hmm. I was being so nice and generous. It's crazy.
Hello, Seth. Thank you very much for $9.99. Some thank dollars you, for that Canadian who went along with the jetpack slay in Death Watch.
RPG. I play Death Watch with some fellas occasionally.
I've heard of the clandestine
Death Watch. They know us too well now. This is getting unhinged.
I use it.
Well, Colin, we know who this is for then.
Okay, Pancreas is silliest clown, huge. Colin, I wanted to shout out that you got me into IG. Thank you. I'm glad you did. And even though you did warn me in the video, my credit card would like you to promptly visit parent car.
Nice.
Donkey Man USA, when thankful video Colleen. I have the audio and the script is finished. It's coming within a month.
Yep. You said the other day, I was like, oh, Andy, he'll be happy.
Andy can vouch for me.
I can vouch.
Maybe Donkey
Man. I'll be his sponsor. Big one here.
Oh, damn.
Wow.
Wow. Garhack World Chopper.
Thank you very much.
I'll read this one.
Colin, a while ago you mentioned that you wanted to do a Dark Souls, Dark Souls lore. I say go for it. I want to hear the 3-hour glaze video on Peak Souls 2 and how Burnt Ivory King is better than the Emperor of Mankind. Thank you so much. That's a really generous donation to say such foul. Foully wrong fundamental things about
Burn Ivory King is cool, but like he's just it's much smaller scale. He's cool, but it's just like also imagine how bored the knights were just like sitting around for like however many years on a chair. I just want to kill my boss.
I think we can all agree though, the worst Souls game is the only game that does not have the Moonlight Greatsword in it. That was always the metric.
I don't think there's any games that don't have it. Which Sekiro. One doesn't have it?
Sekiro is the only one that doesn't have it in it.
Oh, yeah.
They tripped me on that one.
Well, I've never beaten Sekiro, so it's just out. I've also never beaten Bloodborne, but that's because I don't own a PlayStation. So.
Well, it's on PC now. I haven't played it either, but we need to play Bloodborne.
I haven't played any of these games.
Yeah, we
got played some of Dark Souls 2.
Stone him to death.
The game you were playing, Dark Souls 2 is not the one.
Throw life gems at him so he survives.
No, kill this guy.
The Moonlight Shadow 13 for 5. Colin, I found you first since your username caught my interest, given, well, points to pump.
Huge.
I laugh every time your forces itself into a video.
Nice. Sometimes
yeah. Every time the pump goes off.
Speak of the devil, could not have been more perfectly timed.
Prophetic. Nice. Prophetic, that is. Amazing.
Sykes, thank you for the 5. I was born during 7th edition. Wow, you are young. Here's Colin for getting me into Stormcast, Colin.
Huge. Thank you very much for the program.
Yeah. USA, good hell. I've beaten Dark Souls 2, I have. I didn't enjoy it.
Well, then your tastes need to get good.
Oh, man.
Did you want to read?
Delta Crafter. Arse for 100. 100 arse. We love it. I thought it was Warhammer Fantasy First Edition, not 40K Rogue Trader. I was going to make a joke about Harry the Hammer. Good luck from Argentina.
Harry the Hammer mention.
Total Warhammer. Isn't he in Total Warhammer?
He is,
yeah.
He's like, it's me again. And you're like, I love him.
They brought him back. No, they need to bring back Slambo.
We need Obi-Wan Sherlock Clouseau in Total Warhammer 3.
No, we don't.
Perfect. Yes, we do.
Set with the $4.99. Dark Souls 2 is my second best Souls game. Dark Souls 1 still my favorite. You know, that's valid.
Yeah, that's valid. Yeah.
But I just hate the Grey Forest area in 2, absolutely the worst. I'm not the biggest fan of it, but I sure do hope Miyazaki wasn't too involved. I sure do hope that the people who made it pay for the frozen valley of endless reindeer fuckery.
That was not fun on New Game Plus 3 when I was trying to get the achievement for like pyromancies. It's like,
I think toothpick up the pee hole sounds much better than going through that area.
Yeah.
This guy's got jokes out the wazoo.
Can just have a little treat.
Jesus.
Eli's most successfully hung Bretonian stable boy. Thank you for the 27 nice. SEK. Andy Broadjaw Alpine Teutonic Urban Artisan Type. Wow. Thank you.
Thank
that's
you.
That's a compliment to Andy, I imagine.
Yancey wore a green hat 9 months ago for €5. Always fun to watch the disaster you guys call a quiz, thanks to that history. If you want me to harass somebody specific, I'm open to suggestions.
Go to Josh Drive Hayes and just be like, wear a hat. And he'll be like, well, here's the thing about hats. So the other day, I was looking at hats, and I didn't actually like them. And he'll do like an essay on it.
All right, you know, hang on. I'll send in chat a bunch of people I want you to harass into putting green hats on themselves. Several of them are VTubers, so this might need to be made a little, you know. You can work with that, though. They've got models.
Yeah. Very
creative.
Yeah. Is that it for now?
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
2.5 for Andy, 3 for Hal, 3.5 for Eli. This is I am not going into the hard section with Faith.
Fucking Christ.
Oh, pain.
All right, who's ready?
Me.
I'm ready for the Andy's slot. Ready, but...
All right, first round. First question.
Oh, I said we can't hear you, Colin. Your mic. Oh, there you go. Sorry.
I can hear him.
Oh, I think it went a bit further away.
Big fibber. Big fibber.
He lies. First question. What three stats from Rogue Trader Tabletop have been removed by this point in 40K Tabletop? There's technically a fourth one, but I'll just tell you right now, it's not initiative because that's still used in Horus Heresy, not counting that. So there are three stats that have just been obliterated. They're no longer part of Tabletop. What are they?
God. Ah, oh, well, it's over. It's so over.
I think I'm.
Can I put more than? Can I put more answers than?
I guess why not? Three? Yeah.
You know what? Throw as many potential stats as you can think of, and if they happen to show up in it, I'll take it.
Okay.
That last one isn't a word. I refuse to believe that last one is a word.
It is a word. It is a word. I spell checked and everything. I love the Colin. Hey, like it's like a quote. It's a what's the word? It's a catchphrase. It's that I don't believe you, you silly gooby.
So those are all reasonable guesses, I think. I won't put 5,000 things that seems unreasonable.
Eli, would you like a hint before I go on?
He gets a hint.
Hal, you haven't sent me anything.
I don't know.
Maybe. Eli, you got one right.
All right.
I got hope on this one.
Well, I can't give you a hint or anything because it's not here.
Just saying random freaking stuff at this point.
I wouldn't love to help you out because you're a rat who keeps winning, but in terms of fairness, I would still give you a hint.
It's not my fault. Just everyone needs to do better.
I would like to apologize, Hal. Zip.
Why?
Fucking zilch.
I got none.
You got none.
I don't. I have no clue.
You have no further anything?
There's nothing in the tank, man. I don't have the knowledge. Fair enough.
All right. Well, Andy, do you want to give anything else? Or are you okay?
I'm good.
Thought I'd give you the option too. All right, we're gonna move on now.
Thanks.
Eli, I do appreciate all of those. I feel like all of those could have been stats. Which I'm sure gives you a hint. Okay, hard. Second question. What is mankind's main enemy in Rogue Trader?
I got nothing.
I'll just put one thing.
Answers from Eli and Andy. Al, I'm waiting.
Well,
it's a faction.
A I'm low-key trolling with his answer.
He is low-key trolling, but, you know, it's also... What is... Is that your answer?
Yes.
Sick. All right, moving on to the
final question. It's okay that I'm throwing, it sounds like.
What model slash being would eventually become the Necrons? From first edition. Come on. Come on.
What's his name?
You can
what's
find art of them. They had a model. They weren't called Necrons. No. And if you'd like a further hint, about as far away from Necrons as you can possibly get at the time. But these fellows would clearly become the Necrons.
I'm busting for a wee. I'll be back in a minute.
He's busting.
See, and I know I'm not insane because various people are guessing them in the chat right now. Okay.
Oh, I can't even look. Oh, God.
Eli, you got anything?
Not really.
Damn, this is tough. I mean, I'm just... Furthest thing from them. Furthest thing. Well, like, humans. Like, they're made of flesh. Like,
I'm not saying anything.
Meat that. Bag or something.
They were not HK-47, no. HK-47, as much as anything can be improved by putting him in it.
It's a general thing.
All right, all right. We've got all the answers, almost. This fuck-ass cat gif is still looking at me.
I don't know what to do. I need help.
And he left a check for answers. I don't think he did. I think he's... Colin now has an old homeless wizard lore master beard now. You know what? Fuck you.
That's cool, though.
Dude, I have the medieval innkeeper phenotype right now, all right?
I think you have the skinny Hagrid.
I'll take it, I guess.
This guy's a wizard.
I'm a what?
Oh, you're
a bitch, Harry. I'm a what?
You're a hairy wizard. Yeah, I think I should. I think, dude, Harry Potter's world building is magical. I gotta pull up the wizard school map. It's
which house do you belong to, Colin?
No, I don't give a shit about that. I gotta give a shout out to the wizarding school that has all of the Yugoslavian former member states within it. You know they were breaking out some real fun magic in the mid-way.
What a time to come back.
Who gives a hell about, you know, Voldemort, whatever? I want to know how Durmstrang, as it was called, was going during the Yugoslav wars. You know they had some real interesting war crimes going on there. Anyway, Andy, the answers are all in, so we're going to go through the hard section now. And
okay.
Man. So those three stats that have now been obliterated, because again, I'm not counting initiative, because that is still in other Warhammer games. It's still in fantasy or old world, as it were, and it is, I believe, still in Horus Heresy. So initiative.
There's no way armor value is one of these things.
No, armor value is not one of these things. I guess I could have included. I guess I could have included that, but isn't armor value still in Heresy?
I don't know
dick about the Horus Heresy tabletop game beyond initiative, is that it? I'm going to be honest. But no, those three stats, and Eli, you got one of them, so 1 point for Eli in the hard mode, were initiative, willpower, or no, pardon me, not initiative, willpower, intelligence, and cool.
That's awesome.
That was guessable.
Will, I can't believe I missed willpower, wow.
You know, those all kind of... Everything kind of got folded into leadership because, especially if you look at it, like 90% of models had the same number for all those stats. Or at least very close. So for the sake of a bit of simplicity, which I know 9th or 10th has gone way too far into simplicity, but I think Rogue Trader had a little bit too much nitty gritty. I don't think we needed four different stats for brain. Maybe intelligence could make a comeback, but
yeah.
All right. Yeah. But so that's Eli gave me 10 different answers. All of these, if this was now for like an RPG, I could see all those being a stat. Yes. In fact, I think a lot of these are skills in at least Warhammer Fantasy roleplay. So Eli got intelligence two. Was in Rogue Tree. Eli got one.
I got one. Okay.
Eli got one. Andy, okay. I'm sorry to say that girth, charm, and verisimilitude were not stat at the time. And Hal, I am sorry to say that accuracy, stamina, charisma, peril, ammo, loyalty, and cum were not stats. Accuracy is just ballistic skill on the tabletop.
I know. I feel it might like put it in a weird.
It's impressive that every single one of those was Hal just saying like the attributes of a Winky. Like that's pretty, pretty impressive.
Is your dick charismatic? Does it speak to you?
Depends who you ask.
Horrible response. Horrible statement. The second one. Who is mankind's most
put
hated
funny glasses person? On the top and a moustache? It's more charismatic.
Fucking Groucho Marx Winky.
Winky.
Oh my god. It don't winky.
Dude, she tinky on my winky till I blinky.
Till I tell you,
grown man, we're grown men.
Truly rancid.
Some of us have mortgages,
and yeah, I'm gonna have one too. And I'm gonna keep saying this rancid shit. I don't care. What is mankind's main enemy in Rogue Trader? The orcs.
Yeah, I knew that was the answer. I said mankind, and I didn't switch it. Yeah.
None of you get correct. I didn't see that until.
I stowed my answer. It was fine. I totally knew it was the orcs. I was trolling.
When did you edit this question?
I edited it, and I said it's too late, so it's okay. I'll take the L.
Are you? Okay.
I think he still wins. That's
an honest man.
Eli said that, but you know, if it comes down to a tie, which it probably won't, we can revisit this. Andy said laws, incorrect. And Hal just sent me a gif of a cat with the caption, moi, I love you.
Wow. Yeah.
The cat's gonna sweet huge, kiss because I'm begging.
And, if I didn't want you to lose so much, I would try to bargain for a point, but I want you to lose for once, so sorry.
And for the last question, what model slash being would eventually become the Necrons? The answer was Chaos Androids. None of you got it right. Eli put alive people related to killing everyone in necromancy. Andy put John McCain. And Hal sent me a gif of that Harold guy that just says smile through the pain. Like the old guy with the white hair, and whenever he smiles, he's in pain.
Bad luck, Brian.
So a resounding 1 point for Eli this round.
It's a difficult quiz.
And with that, let's just get into the bonus round. Because again, this is the other question where I said, if any of you get it wrong, I'm going to be angry. Name the funny Inquisitor. You know, the funny one. Copyright hell.
I don't know how to spell it.
I don't need it perfect.
I'm gonna add extra names to it just in case.
Andy had this one on lock. I also don't know how to spell that last one, so sure.
Thanks. I wasn't gonna try.
There it is. There it is from Eli. We got 1 point going to Andy and Eli. I'll just say
no way, Hal. Andy said this. Hal. Andy said the answer on stream.
You better be making a funny.
I looked at you. I looked at you, Colin, when I said it. And I'm like, oh, that's the bonus one. I did a trap.
Yep, everyone got it. Although Hal has added, also known as dirt.
Can we just remove a point from Hal just for that? That's a slight.
That is so bitter.
We can't have any silly answers on this quiz.
The
that's
ghost of the rules. Bitter quizzes.
Can't have it. No, haunting following the rules. Section. Nope.
He's also got a gold star, and he's like,
yeah. 1 point for everyone. Eli wins the quiz.
Woo. Very good.
Good man. Good man.
Gold,
and
he?
I'm glad that I appear to be the only human being in this call who's ever looked at first edition Rogue Trader. I would like to add, you can find it as a PDF online. Mm-hmm. I will not name these sites so they don't get glassed, but it's not hard.
Colin literally like, tell him to make it count. Chucking it towards you.
I despise everything.
Oh.
But good quiz, everyone. Man. Thank you all for coming.
That was pretty tough, man. In terms of like, again, it's a quite a niche topic. It was quite a good idea.
No one remembers the funny. I know. I'm glad because I kind of pulled this together last minute because I had. See, the problem, as you said, Hal, I need to do quizzes for things that Hal hates poor people. It's true.
What?
So does Bricky.
That was literally me.
Bricky hates BattleTech because it's cheap. Please, next time he's streaming, go tell him I said this.
Whereas Pepe is 14 points. Wow.
Go on to go on to the next Bricky stream or Adric episode and
don't
just
do
put
it
the
on
Pancreas here, Man. The Pancreas Man cometh. That's what you need to put.
Don't say that either. That sounds I've had enough of that exact comment from fucking Arthur Bones.
Exactly. It's
I guess it's free engagement, but also please stop.
That's nuts.
Well, I didn't have any aspirations to win. I'm just happy that Eli won.
Hey, that's true. We got a resounding not Hal victory.
Yeah.
I haven't won in like quite a while.
Yeah, a couple donuts to read, actually.
Oh, well, that's a shame. Wow.
The Hal hate is never ending.
He hasn't won in a while. Missing. You got you got three gold studs. Okay.
Two gold studs.
You're basically at free, basically.
Is it five wins per gold stud?
Yeah.
Yep.
Have we even had that many quizzes, bro? What the heck?
Yeah. It's not fair.
Oh, last few donos though.
My room's messy.
Right? Yes. So from Eli's most excessively hung Bretonian.
Thank you.
Did I see one before that? Did we miss one?
No. But I think so. You can check.
You are long faced Nordic Alpine Urban Clerkly mix.
Yeah, man.
I have no Nordic in me. This is all Slavic. This is all Slavic boy here.
I do. I have Nordic.
We had a couple of donuts before that. Oh, indie, actually.
Strange. I'll have a look.
No, never mind. I'm trolling. I'm wrong. The Bretonian just sent multiple. Sorry.
The Moonlight Shadow 13 DPB for $2. I can't believe the timing there, gentlemen. I'm not sure which
is probably the insulin. No,
for the low blood sugar alert.
Oh yeah, well, that was great.
The £5. Thank you. Love to see a stream about tracing the kleptomaniac.
We could probably do that pretty soon. Not gonna lie. I just need to reread the book because it's been a while. Angry Monkulous. Thank you for the two. One of the stats was blood tinge.
Blood tinge?
That's so.
What did that do, Angry Homunculus? You had to let us know what that did. That's crazy.
Blood tinge? It's going nuts.
I've tinged on my blood. Oh, that one for Eli's. Eli's most excessively hung Bretonian sable by.
Oh my god.
For 27 sex. Eli, broad faced Alpine Baltic rustic robust type.
Are we going in fanfic right now?
Yeah.
Thunder Wander, thank you for $5. Hey boys, just wanted to say I love your work. Thank you very much. Also, who wins in a fight? No weapons, but both are covered in grease. Master Chief or Gotrek? Gotrek for sure.
Probably Gotrek.
Probably. Yeah. Gotrek.
Sorry, Master Chief.
Master Chief is height. He has height, but Gotrek has girth and dwarven girth at that.
He's also lower to the ground, so despite being covered in grease, he's probably got a better chance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Skarsnik's top guy, formerly known as Thanos, with the 20 and okay. I'm back to my key. You may continue.
That's a long key, bro.
Eli, most successfully hung Bretonian stable. We got to say it every time. Thank you for the 20 SEK. 27. Colin. Square-faced Alpine Germanic learned burger. I'm afraid by blood it's Irish and Italian.
Italian, if you will.
Not a lot of Italian, but a little bit.
Garhack World Chomper for two. Chat wins as always. I guess we should run this. Yeah, chat always wins.
We should do well with like everyone if we eventually can. If you go again, if people were watching, do it on the Discord. We should probably run a one where it's in the Discord.
Mm-hmm.
You know what we should do? I'm too scared. I think one day we should do an episode of the quiz where it's us all combining our efforts versus the chat. Mm-hmm. And then it's like chat, it gets a point. We get a point and we have to be like,
but how do we ensure they don't use Google? Like that,
yeah,
is the,
what I wonder.
We that is the... That's why we lose, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah, it's very easy to cheat as chat.
Did we read that one? The last one?
A very tired Inari fan. Me. Fuck, hey, Mr. Incredible. Me too, kid.
did we read the one before that?
Yeah, that was okay. Garhack. Yeah.
Oh, I'm selling.
GW.
He's going for it.
I'm not mad. I just want to know what happened.
A very
I just want to talk to him. I just want to talk. I just want to shoot him.
I just want to talk to him. I just want to talk to him.
I think it is. I mean, what is Gav Thorpe doing with them? I don't understand. What's the vision?
Ruining them.
Yeah. Gav Thorpe and Phil Kelly need to get on a cruise ship and never come back.
It's getting Gav. They're getting torpedoed.
Oh, man.
Garhack again. World Chomper for 5. I think we've been edged for too long. We need Dark Souls lore. One.
Could probably happen.
We can do a Dark Souls lore episode.
I have no responsibility doing that.
I don't know.
Novabox. Thank you for the $5. Andy looks uncannily like my dad, who left when I was 4. Interesting. How old are you? Andy, do you have anything to say, Andy?
I've had the snip. It's not me. Sorry.
Eli looks like Jeff the Killer. Alina looks like John Brown. And Hal looks like a British person.
I appreciate that because that is the least offensive, apparently, out of all of them.
I'll take John Brown. He was pretty cool.
Chaotic Noom. For 5 New Zealand. Guys, must be early over there, man. That's crazy. Also, this is cool. This is so cool. I knew nothing. Also, Helen Andy gets good art and Colin gets memes because he has a bullyable face.
Oh,
also, wow. Good morning.
Jesus Christ.
Well, thank you.
Bullyable. That's crazy, man.
Chaotic Noom was shoving Colin into lockers in grade school. Holy cow.
Man.
Is Andy frozen? Is that just me?
Yeah, Andy's frozen. No.
Andy's frozen. No.
Chat, he probably thinks we're the one frozen. Hopefully everyone can still hear us. And see us.
He's back.
I just had to wait. Sorry.
Of course, yeah. Anglican Monk has blood tinges from Bloodborne. God, it's been a hot minute.
Thank you, Anglican.
I haven't played Bloodborne and I knew that. Ooh. It's blood. Blood tinge, blood hinge, blood blob. Blub, blub.
What is this Discord I'm in? Oh, right.
Oh, join the Low Crabs Discord.
Do that.
Join it now.
Eli's most excessively hung Bretonian stable boy, another 27 SCK. Should have used fuzzy screenshots. Should have used my eyes, TBH.
Oh, dear.
Interesting.
Last one.
Thank you for the $4.99. The chat quiz is just the people most common in the server. Call versus y'all. I don't understand this message.
He means the ones who are, if we were to do the verses, he'd be the one.
Basically, I think it'd be like we run it in the Discord and we have them all. They could be in the chat pooling their resources, and then we'll just be like, whatever you put in the Discord chat for the VC, that's what we'll use.
And, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
That'd be fun.
That'd be fun.
So thanks, Hal, for the cat gif that I requested. I'm going to put it in the end.
I'm sure it's the most common one, but there we go. Mm-hmm. Thank you again, though, for Colin, for guiding us through this another quiz.
Thank you, Colin.
Back to regular podcast stuff. Every once in a while, we've got some guests coming on soon. Won't spoil who yet, because, you know.
It's
John McCain.
It's all of your collective moms.
All three. I hope you guys enjoyed the episode, though. Again, join the Discord. We have merch, all that good stuff. Obviously, if you like the video, you know what to do. Join the channel, all that stuff. You know, subscribe to the channel. Join the channel. Yeah, join and subscribe to the channel.
Yeah, we'll do members only stuff eventually. We'll
put plans in for this as well. Yeah. Was there one last one? I think Andy.
Join the member from Nova Box.
And you a photo. It's edgy.
It's and edgy.
Nova Box $5. I love how you guys make sure racists make like me feel supported and loved. Love you guys almost as much as I love NASCAR.
Wow.
Thank you for that Nova Box.
What a way to finish the episode.
But I say it's very you know, you think there's some places in the world where like it's brazy. Like, is it Finland? Is the one I always think of when they're just like, yeah, I just don't like that group.
You will never meet someone who hates another human being more than someone in the Balkans hates another person in the Balkans who is miles away.
Or to compare Hal versus someone who makes less money than him.
That was literally me. I slept in bunk beds like basically most of my childhood.
We love Hal. Bro. We just give him a hard time because he's pretty and it's not fair. Anyway.
All right. See you later, guys. Love you all.
Bye. Love you.
See you in the next one.
Thanks for watching. Thanks for your donations.
Bye.
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you.